Ouais. Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you. Oh, I don't know. I just woke up. Didn't just wake up. I didn't sleep. One of those nights, I guess. No. I'm not nervous. There's no reason to be nervous. It's just a new job. First day. Okay. You know me too well. I'm a little bit nervous. And all the rest. I know it's stupid. I know it's dumb. It is dumb. I mean, it's just a job. And I know I can do the job, so why be nervous? Well, what if I can't do it? I mean, what if I mess up? I'm scared. I didn't tell you because I didn't want to bother you, and I've just been thinking about it a lot. Know. I should have just talked to you. No, we're not doing that now. We're not talking about it. Well, you need to get some sleep and. Wow, you're stubborn. Okay. It's just. I really want this job. And when I say that, I mean it's my actual dream job. And I didn't think I would get an interview, and I didn't think I would get a second interview, and I got a second interview, and they like me, and I got the job, and that was amazing. I mean, after everything that happened, you know, at my old office, I was pretty convinced that I was useless and that I would never have anything better. And I mean, I don't even know why I applied. Yes, I do. You made me do And I didn't let myself think that it could be that I didn't want to because I didn't know. I was so beat down. I mean, that place, it was so toxic. And when they invited me for the interview, I didn't want to go because I was, I don't know. Hated it there. It was awful. But I was kind of scared. But you held me and you convinced me to go, and then I aced it. Knocked it out of the park, and wow, it did so much for my confidence. And then second interview and the same thing, and I got the job, and I got to quit. I got to quit, and when they all said that you would never find anything better, I could tell them that I already had, and I could watch their faces fall. And I know that's petty, and I know it, well, it's a bit petty. It's okay, it's not petty. They deserved it. I mean, having the week off, spending time together, it's been so wonderful. I haven't felt this relaxed in so long, but I began to think about it, and it's a big, it's massive, and I'm scared that I'm not good enough. I know I passed 2 interviews and they were tough, they were intensive, and I did it, and they want me because they offered me the job. And I know that. I know. Intellectually, I know. But I can't help it. I mean, I just. Yeah. So, that's why I haven't slept. I've just been going over it in my head and listening to the little voices that I know I shouldn't. It's just, it's scary, you know. It's new and unknown, and it's something I really want. And you know, I wouldn't be here without you. Your support, your being here, your believing in me, I love you. I love you so much. And I wouldn't be here without you. I couldn't do this without you. You know, you mean so much to me. I mean it. Where you've always got my back. I've never had that. I've never really relied on someone before. I rely on you, and you're there, you're here, you listen to me, you see me, you let me be honest, you don't just want the edited highlights, the best bits, you want everything, and you're there for everything. I mean, look at this. It's stupid 1:00 in the morning and you could be asleep. I mean, I told you to sleep and instead you're listening to me just talk and that means everything, and I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it's stupid. Oh, no, I didn't say you're stupid. Fine, you win. As always. I can do this. I can do this. I aced the interview. Both the interviews, you're right. They've given me the job. I can do this. I'm capable. And I'm not saying that bit. No, I'm not. Fine, I'm sexy and not adorable. Not adorable. I'm not fine, I'm sexy and adorable. And I know it. I'm not singing it. No, you're not that. your puppy dog eyes are not that effective. I'm adorable and I know it. I hate you so much. You're so dumb. And then you're not. You are lovely and sweet and warm and annoying. Really annoying. In fact, I would hazard that's your defining feature. You're annoying, aggravating, stubborn, sweet, lovely. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for just being here, talking me down. I feel better. Much better, in fact. Yeah, I think I could sleep. Well, a little bit. What? You're going to watch me until I fall asleep? Creepy. No, it's still creepy. It doesn't matter if we're in love, it's creepy. No, I have never watched you sleep. Oh, how can I be smiling? How can I be laughing? I was so worked up. You're right, I should have talked to you. You're right. I said that you're right. I mean, it has to happen sometime. I mean, even a broken clock is right twice a day. No, I'm not saying that you're right, Tricid. I'm gonna go to sleep. Come here. Mm-hmm. What? Shut up. You know you love it. Mm-hmm. You love it when I snuggle up to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You are so, so annoying. And it means so much to me. Oh, did I say annoying? I meant lovely. I didn't. Mm-hmm, I'm just tired. You're not buying that. Well, that's because you're smart. Smart and annoying. Everything I ever wanted. I love you. I love you. But you're still annoying. Really, really annoying. I am sleeping. Well, okay, fine. I will be. Hmm.